Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have a two-fold show. We're going to talk to a guest here in the first half of the show. We're going to talk about being prepared as well as a few other things. And then we're going to go into the second part of the show. We're going to talk about some of the craziness that's going on and how do we ever find any common sense out of the nonsense that's happening. So, first we're just going to have a little fun. And get a little education as well. We've got Michael Z. Williamson on, and if he's a preparedness expert. We've had him on once before. It's been a long time ago. I can't even remember when it was, but it's been a long time ago. But we're going to visit with him today about being prepared and to some of the things you need to do and think about. He has written a book on that. And also, we're going to promote Galaxy Press. That's who's invited him on with us today with Battlefield Earth and as well as their Western series. And we can go to their website, go to battlefieldearth.com, or you can go to galaxypress.com/westerns, and it'll take you right there. Michael, welcome to CSC Talk Radio again today.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Good to be here. It is good to be here. I had a little accident over the weekend, and I'm fine, but I broke my elbow bone. I go get it checked today at the doctor this afternoon, and they're going to decide how broken it really is. They took x-rays Saturday. It's pretty broken. So we're going to decide what the next steps are. And I told my husband I want him to fix it, but I don't want him to touch me.
I drove through a blizzard with a trailer over the weekend. So.
Oh, gracious. Yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking about you when Hawaii had their little 38-minute scare of just exactly how prepared was Hawaii for a disaster.
Yeah, that's been talked about a lot. As far as an actual nuclear attack, the only thing you can do is not be where it's going to land. There isn't really any other
planning. Can't prepare ahead. Can't dig a hole and jump in it, huh?
Yeah, Hawaii is really not a likely target for anyone to attack because it's not strategically critical the way it used to be. And unless you've got a sizable Navy, there's no reason at all to attack Hawaii. There's nothing there of any significant interest. And generally, Hawaii is tectonically very stable and has good weather. It's actually one of the safest places you can be. But I do know from having been in Hawaii, most people run around in flip-flops. And, you know, nothing wrong with that, but sturdier shoes available is a good idea.
I was in there years and years ago. I was in Hawaii in February. My youngest son had taken us there. And they were all cold. They were all wearing sweats, and it was like 60-some degrees, 70 degrees, and they were cold. It was cold weather to them, and they were in flip-flops and sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Sweatshirts, so it was kind of funny. Thought, well, you know, then I got off the plane and came back home and got off the plane in Kansas City, and there was snow, so definitely didn't want flip-flops on then.
So, but yeah, wherever you are, your preparedness is based on understanding what you're likely to face. I'm in the upper Midwest, so hurricanes aren't really a thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Earthquakes potentially are with the New Madrid Fault.
Right.
Ice storms are very common. There's been several times this winter at my newish house. I've only been here a couple of years. I've had to stop on the street on the Rolfe Road, County Road, and plow the driveway to get up the driveway because it's steep, it's blacktopped, and with snow on top of it, it turns into a sheet. So we've got...
You say upper Midwest. Whereabouts are you located?
I'm south of Indianapolis, but
okay.
We don't get a lot of snow here, but we get a lot of ice.
Ice is worse than snow, in my opinion.
But. Yes, and we've had a... I think it was just before I talked to you last time, in the space of a week, we had a lightning strike wipe out most of the electronics in the house. We had a tornado take out one of the trees on the top of the bridge behind the house and bounce across the highway. And then we had severe rain and the lower level of our house on a hill flooded.
Well, it's a good thing you don't have hurricanes.
We'd be in trouble.
You'd be in a lot of trouble if you had hurricanes. Well, we're right smack dab in the middle of Missouri, and so we get it all, too, but we don't get hurricanes.
Yes.
We get the water. You know, you get the rain after the hurricanes from the other places, but we don't really get the hurricanes. We have the other storms and the ice and the snow. And like I said, I think ice is worse than snow. We don't worry, but we know that there's always that threat of, as you said, earthquake, because we're right on that fault, not too far from it. So, yeah, that's something that the Midwest is concerned about. But, you know, there's a lot of things that have happened in a lot of areas, you know, with the floods and the fires and the mudslides and all of that, that, and there was a story in Hawaii of a gentleman that was ready. He had a bug-out bag. He was ready to go, and he took his family, and he was headed to some cave somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And there's lots of lava tubes in Hawaii, yeah.
Right. So he was prepared, and I think, you know, a lot of people fail to have the bug out bag ready to go or keep it up to date. I mean, you may have it ready and, you know, you haven't checked it for 10 or 15 years. Maybe you ought to check it every now and then and make sure everything's up to date in it. But what is the number one thing you would recommend? Obviously, to know what you would deal with, the most likely that you would deal with there. But what else would you suggest?
Yeah, knowledge is the important thing. I stopped to help a truck that was on fire a couple of years ago, and I couldn't find my fire extinguisher because I'd forgotten where I put it in the car.
That's not what we hear from a preparedness expert.
I know. We made do with water bottles. It was actually my wife's car. I hadn't driven it in a while. But we made do with water bottles. Helped get it under control so nothing got damaged other than the engine compartment. And as we're driving off, I open the console. Oh, yeah, that's where the extinguisher is because there's a perfect fitted spot for it. So, yeah, it's important to review your preparations periodically, check the dates on food, check your extinguishers, check the quality of first aid equipment. Because bandages can degrade the time the packages can open.
And for those who are on medications that they have to have, you know, you need to make sure that those are up to date. You know, you need,
And you can usually renew those every 28 days if you've got an ongoing prescription. Mm-hmm. So if you make a point of going in every 28 days, getting a 30, 31-day supply, over the space of a year, you can build up a month's extra, even if it's something you can't keep on hand by default.
That's true.
And if it's sitting over the counter, I buy my antacids in a year's supply at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you need medication, you want to have that. Otherwise, it's food, water, shelter, some way of staying warm is usually more important than being able to stay cool. And then some way of protecting yourself, which doesn't necessarily mean fighting. It means not letting people know you've got bunches of valuable stuff. Anyone who's in this field, you keep hearing from people, in an emergency, I'm coming to your place. Like, well, you better be bringing something useful or a skill set, because everyone who's coming here is either bringing useful stuff or has a skill set.
Or you're not going to get in the door.
But it happens all the time. If power goes out, the guy on the street who's got a generator, everyone goes to his house to watch the news and eat his snacks and...
You know, when I was just a little kid, and we lived up in Kansas City, and it was actually the night that the tornado hit Ruskin Heights, and most people in this area know what that was. It was a pretty bad night. But that tornado actually took a 90-degree turn. The neighborhood I lived in as a little girl, I was only 4 years old, 4.5 years old, it was headed straight to that neighborhood, and there was only one house in the neighborhood that had a basement, and all the neighborhood was up in that basement. And I remember that as a little girl. I do remember that. We are heading into a break. Your calls are welcome. Being prepared is what we're talking about right now. We're going to keep on going. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I'm visiting with Michael Williamson. 877-895-5410. Using a little common sense, we will be right back. We'll be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are visiting today with Michael Z. Williamson. You can visit his website. It's the same as his name, MichaelZWilliamson.com. That's Williamson, S-O-N.com. And visit his website. Now, you've been in the Air Force, and you've written a book, and your book is Forged in Blood. Is that the...
And actually, it's about my 20th book.
That's your newest one, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
that came out late last year. It's a national bestseller. It won the award for best anthology from a reader's poll on one of the publishing sites. I put a timeline together, and I had several other really good authors write most of it. I wrote, I think, three or four of the stories, and I had everyone else write other stuff. I was ecstatic with the result. They all did amazing work, and
that's
it's
awesome.
Been very well received.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm going to mention your hobbies real quick. He has a list of hobbies here: reading, writing, obviously, historical reenactments, forging blades, throwing himself out of an aircraft, hiking, kung fu, shooting, archery, fine liqueurs, fine food, traveling, and ranting at the political, social, and moral state of the world. So you're definitely in the right place here. I was always wonder about somebody who likes to throw themselves out of an aircraft. always wonder about that.
Well, it was usually a 1957 Cessna, and I've got two perfectly good parachutes. So
make sure the person that folds those loves you very, very much.
Well, you pack your own, so. But, yeah.
Well, I was interested in that because I have a little fear of heights, so that always interests me when somebody likes to throw themselves off of a cliff or out of an airplane.
So do I, but altitude is not the same as height to me.
Okay.
I'm nervous on takeoff and landing, but in between, there's enough distance there. It's not really a psychological issue. I'm editor-at-large for a survival blog.
All right.
I contribute a lot of articles. I do reviews and evaluations. And it's survivalblog.com, and it's a great resource because they allow a little bit of discussion, but then before it decays into chaos, they stop it. So there's a presentation by somebody. There will be some commentary back from usually from people who have some knowledge, and then they move on to the next subject, and it covers everything. You know, your advertiser mentioned bullion. They cover economic preparedness, local issues, national or global disasters, pretty much every subject imaginable. And you can get archives of the blog either electronically or on disk. It's a phenomenal resource.
Okay. And do they find that at your website or another?
That's survivalblog.com.
Survivalblog.com. Okay. Do you have a link on your website? I probably do.
I haven't checked my site in a while.
Okay, I got you. Somebody else takes care of that stuff for you. All right.
My wife takes care of the website. Yeah. I'm a user, not a...
Well, I always say I'm a talker, not a techie when people start asking me those questions. Yep. I'm a talker, not a techie. Mm-hmm. Well, you're here because of Galaxy Press, so they had a list of questions for me to ask you, and I usually fumble around those quite a bit. But I want to thank you for your military time and for serving this country. I appreciate that so very much. Mm-hmm. And you are a writer, and your preparedness, and, of course, the story of, we talked about Hawaii a little bit, you know, what would happen, or any place in the world or in this nation, if we had a big disaster such as that. And Battlefield Earth deals with exactly that. It deals with an Earth disaster.
Right.
So I was wondering how that related to the things you do.
Yeah, I read that when it first came out in 1982, I believe. They re-released it with a new cover with supplemental notes from Hubbard. They've got a website for it.
Yeah, you do, battlefieldearth.com.
Yeah, it's 1,000 years after aliens have invaded the Earth, wiped out most of humanity. The people who are left are stuck in Stone Age, Iron Age tech without any good means of transport or communication. And the aliens have been stripping the Earth's crust of resources. And he came up with a feasible way to actually transport stuff. Because transporting material across space is not an efficient process. Hubbard said he was trying to recapture the feel of the pulp SF novels of the 1950s, which were also inspiration for things like Star Wars and such.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a hero, it's got a villain you can hate, it's decently written. The humans eventually have to recover some of their knowledge and technology, steal the alien technology, get into a war, and defeat the aliens. And then after they've done that, they have to then deal with all these other societies who were interacting with the invaders. They've also put out a new audiobook. Yeah. Yeah. They put out a new audiobook I got to listen to a little bit of. And they've got actors for every character. They've got soundtrack. They've got special effects. It's like an old radio play.
Oh, it's just awesome. There's 67 actors that do the voices. And
again, it's 50-some hours.
It's 47 hours, I believe.
47 hours.
Of the audio. And the book is a pretty thick book, but it's a great read. And I think, especially for those who like the sci-fi. But Johnny Goodboy, he is the American good boy that he's going to fight the bad guys.
American hero. Yep.
He is the American hero. We all love American heroes. And, they're going into this kind of blindly. They don't know each other, and they got to figure it all out. Mankind had almost been completely wiped out. There's just a few of them left.
And from a preparedness perspective, showing recovery, it was... concise and well done. You know, he teaches himself to read. Then he has to learn to read the alien script. Uh-huh. And then he has to figure out what happened, make plans, preparations, acquire resources, communicate with other people.
Uh-huh.
So it was a good presentation. It was fiction, but there's a lot of useful background in it. Galaxy Press also publishes the Writers of the Future contest in science fiction, and there's actually been quite a few very successful writers come out of that. They take submissions of stories, and then every few months they have a panel of experts review the stories, judge which ones are the best, publish them in a volume, pay the writers, which is the important part. And so there's been a number of authors who've started there and gone on to very successful careers. And there's some very good fiction published there. Yeah, if you, and if you catch them out at a convention in L.A., they always have a chili cook-off, which is a lot of fun.
Did you participate in that?
Yes. Yeah. They, anytime I've been to the L.A. Science Fiction Convention, they have a suite and they'll have 8 or 10 different chilies there for.
Oh, I meant, did you cook the chili? Did you join in the competition?
Yeah, and the traveling didn't make it.
Yeah, that makes it tough to cook chili, doesn't it? We can do it on, okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, on the manifold. I was going to say you could cook it on the manifold. The Battlefield Earth is just recently as a mass market paperback book as well.
Yep.
And it's reached the number one
again,
bestseller.
Yes.
It's mm-hmm. done real well. They're doing lots of things. It's won awards with the audio awards, and mm-hmm. it really is worth the checking out. And whether you have time to sit and read or you want to listen to it in audio, a lot of people travel a lot these days. You can go to battlefieldearth.com. It's just that simple, battlefieldearth.com. And another kind of hero is on the Western side mm-hmm. that L. Ron Hubbard wrote. And all those Westerns, they've got good stories to them. They also have the good guys and the bad guys. And that would just be galaxypress.com/Westerns. And it'll get you right there. Being prepared, I think people are thinking more and more about that these days, whether it's financially, whether it's food, whether it's other things. And, we're all told in the Midwest here, because we do get some bad storms in the winter, is you should have, these things in your car. You can should keep certain things there all the time. And we're being taught that we should have a bug out bag. And you should do that anyway, you know. And,
I won't buy a house that doesn't have a fireplace in it.
A fireplace is a must. I'll tell you what.
Or a stove, and not a gas fireplace. None where I can put wood, cardboard, or whatever I've got.
Well, I have a gas fireplace, and it runs whether the electricity is on or not. Now, I guess if we lost a gas main, we wouldn't be able to.
Right.
But it is 90-some% efficient, and I hear the music. We're out of time, Michael. But I was going to say, we've been remodeling for a while, and we haven't had a furnace for about 5 years, and that gas fireplace has heated the house very well. And we have
We had a furnace fail last year, and between the stove in the kitchen, the fireplace downstairs, we managed to keep the house at 70 degrees in January.
Absolutely.
Over the weekend.
Well, this time went really fast. I appreciate you being with us. Next time you're on, we'll talk a little bit more about being prepared and maybe in a little more detail than what we were able to cover today. Thank you so much,
sure.
Michael. Appreciate you being here. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I do have a few things that I want to bring to your attention that are happening. As if you didn't know, DC occupiers occupying offices gut deals. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have a little Missouri news, and I actually got this from my youngest son. I've been talking about my little broken elbow, and my body kind of gives up to the pain about 2 o'clock every afternoon, and so I go home, and I will not take any pain medicine unless I absolutely have to, so I only take it when I lay down. And I was in a nap when I heard his little text come in, and he texted me an article that's straight out of Bolivar, Missouri. And it's a dog and pony show there. If you want to go look online, all you got to do is Bolivar, that's B-O-L-I-V-A-R, dog and pony show. It's a video, a neighbor took a video of this puppy dog. He's not really a puppy. He's a little short-legged dog. It's really kind of funny. It's kind of cute. And he jumps up on the horse, and he takes a ride on the back of the horse. So Bolivar has their own little dog and pony show, and it's kind of cute. And I thought it was kind of funny. You know, we always see those kind of things in the circus. But I thought it was interesting. Anyway, I thought it was kind of funny. And if you have the internet and can go to YouTube, all you got to do is just put that in there. It has gone viral, and it's been quite astonishing. you know, Nancy Pelosi. I don't remember. I get kind of get these two shows mixed up as to what I've talked to on both of them when I'm on Power Talks the hour before I come on with CSC Talk Radio. However, Chris Matthews referred to Nancy Pelosi as ethnic. Now, in such, he was saying that's why the Republicans are always attacking Nancy Pelosi. Well, Nancy Pelosi is bidding to be back to the majority leader. And they're hoping the Democrats win big coming November and in this year of 2018. And we shall see. I can't imagine anybody wanting to vote for them. I don't even want to vote for some of the Republicans. I get so angry and upset with them all. Pelosi went on a rampage for about 8 hours, and she was standing, and they made fun of her, I guess, just like they made fun of Melania, standing there in her high heels. I didn't hear any of that. But she went on and on and on. Now, remember, Chris Matthews says she's ethnic. Well, she's white, and her ethnicity is mostly Italian. She's always been of means. She attended private schools as a kid. She's been in politics pretty much all her entire life. And Chris Matthews thinks she can relate to those who have had a few more challenges in their lives. Those who have been living in the inner city. Those who have been below mid-class or even middle-class America. Nancy Pelosi can't relate to you, and don't even stop and think that she can. She relates to you just fine when she wants your vote. Well, just to let you know what's going on with the liberals and this nation. Liberal logic that everybody has their own truth, and there is no absolute truth. You know, there's not a male and a female. There's all kinds of genders, even if there is only two sexes, is a bunch of hooey. And it's breaking down this nation. It's breaking down the family. A nation with weak families is a weak nation. But Nancy Pelosi, in her 8-hour rampage, I guess, she mentioned her grandson, who says he'd rather identify as brown than white. Now, let me tell you something. I was far from a perfect parent. All you could do is ask one of my 5 sons, and they'll tell you. But one thing about parenting or teaching or being a good role example to any child or youth is to let them know that they need to be proud of who they are, that God created them. Whether he created you one color or the other, whether he created you to be a tall person or a short person, male or female, brown or white or yellow or red, he created you, and you need to be the best you can be for him. Even when you're poor, you can still be good for the Lord. But Nancy Pelosi said she was proud of her grandson for wanting to identify brown. That's crazy talk. I'd be worried to death about a grandson if he didn't know who he was or wanted to be something totally opposite of what God had created him to be. God doesn't make mistakes, but mankind sure can mess it up. You know, I had a perfect elbow till I messed it up last Saturday night. Can't blame God on that one. We need to stop and think about what we're doing to the youth of this nation and the future of this nation. Not only do we think that they're of little value and worth tossing or selling away from Planned Parenthood abortion clinics, but we're okay with them not knowing who they are. Bruce Jenner is wrong in where he is. I'm sorry, I'll tell him to his face. You're messed up, man. Do you really think you're happier now? Take the DNA. Do you think it's changed anything? We're messing them up. You know, you tell the child not to touch the hot stove because he's going to get burned. You teach them to do the right things. You don't say, I'm proud of you for not knowing who you are, to wanting to identify as somebody else. That's crazy. That's crazy talk. All right, it's enough about Pelosi. You know, I'm not going to make fun of her because she's in her high heels, because I'm in my high heels most of the time. Not this week, but I am most of the time. And no, I wasn't wearing high heels when I fell. We have the budget that they're talking about these days. And once again, it's up and up and up. Spend, spend, spend. I mean, you know, $21 trillion, $22 trillion in debt's not enough. We've got to go farther in debt. Stock market is up and down and up and down. People don't know what's going on. Mainstream media tell it's good. Some media tells you it's bad. I have an article here from one of the representatives. I'm trying to find his name. Representative Mo Brooks. He says, I'm not just a no, I'm a heck no. Of course, he didn't say heck. He's used another H word. I'm a heck no. And I'm reading through this, and they've been tweeting back and forth. So they've got their tweets. They've always got their tweets listed in these articles that I end up printing off, because I don't like to read them off the computer. I am old enough that I don't care to do that too much. And right now, left hand isn't working too good. But he says, I just never thought that Speaker Ryan, is he talking about St. Paul Ryan we know? With his history and his background in budget issues and his concern with the debt and the deficit issues, I just never thought that this would be something that the Congress would put forward. This is coming from Freedom Caucus. Are they kidding me? Are they talking about the same Speaker Ryan that we all have known for a very long time? He says one thing in front of people and does something else when he's voting. Speaker Ryan? Remember, presidents come and presidents go, and I'm a little upset that President Trump is willing to sign off on this. Spin, spin, spin. They have to. They have to, or it's going to collapse. But it's going to collapse eventually anyway, as you heard Melody talk about yesterday. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. They spend recklessly without any regard or respect for your hard-earned dollars, regardless of whether you're rich or you're living poor. They don't care. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Talk radio. This is Beth Ann. I was talking just a little bit about the budget. Up and away, you know, has what they say. And I have this article from the Examiner, and it's just kind of telling you what's going down. And it says Republicans and Democrats have reached an agreement to fund the government for the remainder of the fiscal year and set spending caps for the next 2 years. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, he's a Republican from Kentucky, announced. It says the Democrats had been demanding parity as part of the deal, meaning that domestic spending gets the same increase the defense spending gets as part of any deal. Still, Senator Minority Leader Chuck Schumer from New York, a Democrat from New York, signaled his support for the deal. The deal doesn't have everything the Democrats want. It doesn't have everything the Republicans want. But it has a great deal of what the American people want. This is coming from Schumer. This deal is a genuine breakthrough. This is a great, real sprout of genuine bipartisanship. You ever notice they're able to come together when it talks, when it's about spending your dollars? Then they're able to cross that bipartisan line or that partisan line and become bipartisan. Do you ever notice that? It says in here that the deal includes additional money for community health centers that were created under Obamacare and are running out of the funding, and would extend funding for a host of Medicaid and Medicare programs. So we're still having to fix Obamacare. You got that? well, spin. And, of course, there are a few of them that are going to fight it. I had an article here, and I kind of have misplaced it, I guess. But it was about the community that, not the community, the building that's supposed to be watching out for consumers, consumer watch area, bureau. And, you know, it's Elizabeth Warren's baby. And they have spent millions and millions of dollars on renovations. McIlvaney said they didn't need any, but they did it anyway, because I guess it was approved before President Trump became president. And it is just astonishing, the money they've spent, and it has gone fancier than most of the high-end hotels, and they compared them to the luxury hotels that President Donald Trump has built. Spent more money on this consumer bureau than he did on his hotels per square inch, square foot. Extravagance, luxury, tax dollars. Elizabeth Warren. You know, they could have just done it in a teepee, right? I'm sorry, that was mean. I'm sorry. Not really. I have an article here that I thought was interesting, and I'm just going to give you the website along with what it says here. This is very, very brief. The website will give you a lot more information. But this is coming from Newsmax, and Bill Huffman is the one who wrote it. But it's America's most conservative and liberal companies based on donations, based on what where they led their donations, whether it was Republican or Democrat or whatever. And it's called Zippia.com. That's Zippia.com. Very simple, Zippia. I don't know what it stands for, but Zippia.com. It's a San Francisco-based company that provides career information and tools for professionals across various industries. It drew up the list by studying donations to political parties and PACs by employees of the 250,000 biggest public and private companies in the nation. Now, the ones that they list here, I'm going to give to you, but there's not very many. And they really kind of surprised me, actually. They really did. So the country's most conservative companies that are at the top of this list. Now, you can go to Zippia.com and check out others. And maybe it'd be something of interest to you for other reasons. I thought I maybe should check it out for show help. Murray Energy, St. Clairsville, Ohio, 99% Republican. South State Bank, Columbia, South Carolina, is 98% Republican. J. Fletcher Creamer and Son, Incorporated, Hackensack, New York. 97% Republican. Service Corporation International from Houston, Texas is 97% Republican. This one is the one that really surprised me. Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Local, Dubai, Pennsylvania, 97% Republican. The companies that are the country's most liberal companies include Tishman Realty and Construction Company out of New York, New York. It's 99% Democrat. Hillary's Armstrong, Iowa was 98% Democrat. Powell Environmental Safety Corps from Long Island City, New York was 98% Democrat. UAW International Union, Detroit, Michigan, 98% Democrat. An American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio, that doesn't surprise me at all. Cleveland, Ohio, was 98% Democrat. It says, Zippia says, of the 250,000 companies it looked at, its numbers crunching analysis was limited to those with at least 150 donors to stop small, politically active firms from overwhelming the results. So you can go to Zippia, that's Zippia.com, and kind of check that out yourself. They only listed those top ones there on both sides of that arena. I mentioned to you on Friday, and I want to thank those who have sent some donations. We still need quite a bit, But the donations regarding 1776, which is coming up, and I know all of you have heard the little scratchy stuff that goes on and when I get kicked off the air a couple of times because of the equipment failing. But I thank those who have sent me some encouragement and a few dollars. I appreciate that so very much. And it has been heartwarming. February 19th is a Monday, and we will hit show number 1776. And I'm going to try and do something special for it. I'm still kind of going around in my head what we will do. But maybe we'll just take calls from you. I was going to try and get some guests on special, but maybe it should just be you. Because after all, it is your voice. And you've done an awful lot to keep me here the last 2 years. And it's been very appreciated on this end. I received some really nice letter from a Missourian yesterday with a piece of jewelry in it. I was telling the producer it has a little flip circle in the middle of it. It's a circle. And it's got the Liberty Bell on one side and the year 1776 on the other. And she sent a nice monetary donation, too, as well as an order. And I appreciate that so very much. I got to meet her when we had the meet and greet at the Barnyard Smokehouse there in the Fulton area of Missouri. I appreciate all of you so very much. And I thank you for hanging in with me. And remember, February 19th, 1776, it took our founding fathers a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and death, and sacrifice. And it'll take us the same to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.